jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car.
Please hold. Jack's taking a selfie.
All the way to all right. Really not.
Do you need
me.
Help? Do you want me to take a picture?
Oh, there we go.
For you?
All right, we
you guys are so cute.
It's Scott Mutcherbaker, executive chef at the Beefsteak Club in downtown, and he is kind enough to join us whenever he can. He's missed several occasions because, believe it or not, he has other things going on in the world. But thank you for taking time out on the 4th of July, man.
Yeah, it should be a fun one. You know, there's not a whole lot going on in town. I mean, my commute to work this morning took me about 2 minutes. All the lights were green, and there was not a single car on the road besides me.
Notice that there's no city buses running.
Yep, my dishwasher didn't make it to work this morning, but that's all right. I can mop the floors when I get back.
So it's not all glamour being an executive chef.
That's very true.
Yeah, anybody who might be thinking of dating or falling in love with or marrying a chef should know that they work all holidays.
That's very true.
Yeah.
And the holidays that you don't work, you end up working because everybody expects you to cook, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, everything. Oh, it's your day off. Well, you could cook for us. Oh, that sounds great.
They should know that about the people in radio, too, since we're sitting here with you.
Right. Yes, of course.
Well, it's good to have you here. I thought 4th of July food, the first thing I thought of is hot dogs. I know you don't serve hot dogs at the Beefsteak Club, but surely you must know your way around a weenie.
I've had a wiener or two.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you told me you were going to learn how to make chicken, turkey, and pork dogs.
Yeah, what we'll start out with is just a basic a Hebrew recipe, if you will. Hebrew national, you know, they're the all-beef hot dogs. So we're going to start out with, well, it won't be all beef. We're going to have some pork in there, too, because pork is delicious. So we'll start out with just a basic meat recipe for your hot dog. Then we'll get into doing a chicken, a turkey, and some pork. So just for the basic recipe, what we're going to start out with is we're going to do 1 pound of pork, 1 pound of lean beef, because the pork's going to have a lot of fat in it, so you want to use really, really lean beef, because otherwise it's just going to be full of fat. And well, fat is good, but still at the same time, come on. Then we're going to throw in 4 ounces of cream cheese. That's going to give it a nice smooth smooth texture, really, really make it much more lighter than, you know, just all meat. And then we're just going to do 1 tablespoon of salt, 1 tablespoon of pepper, 2 medium eggs to just use that as a binder. And then we're going to add 1/4 cup of water, or you can do any other liquid of your choice. You could do beer, whiskey, or chicken stock, whatever you want to put in there. But you want to have a little bit of liquid in there to help puree it and make it smooth and everything else like that. So what we'll do is we'll throw everybody in the food processor, and we'll puree that until we're smooth. And for the casings, you can get natural or you can get synthetic casings. Some people are a little weird about the natural casings because it is intestines. So what you want to do, if you can get that at any butcher shop, if you're going to do natural, go with pork intestines, because that's the perfect size for making hot dogs, bratwurst, things of that nature.
Casings are intestines?
Yeah.
This is my sandy part of this interview.
Yes. Okay. All right. Casings are intestines.
They clean them, I presume, before they... Okay, all right.
Very, very, very clean. Keep going. All right, so what we're going to do, I'm sure like everybody else, or like myself, not everybody has a sausage stuffer, so what you can use is just use a piping bag, and you can throw all your meat in there, and then you'll just slowly, you'll put the casing on there, and then you'll just slowly pipe in the meat until it's full, and then you can twist it and make your links, and then we'll just boil those off.
That sounds good. All right, and I do not have a sausage stuffer, so... What was the filling thing you said?
Just putting it in a piping bag, and then you slide your casing onto the end of the piping bag. Use a wide tip, and you'll slowly fill up that casing. You want to tie off one end so it's just not shooting out, you know?
All right, next. Thank you. That's a very good one.
Thanks.
I like that. Might try that one today as soon as I get home.
There you go. All right, so for a chicken one, what we'll do is we'll sub out chicken instead of beef, and in the mix, what we can do is we can just add like 1/4 cup of sriracha, a tablespoon of cumin, dice up really, really small, like a poblano pepper. And then for toppings, you can make like a creme fraiche or just do like a sour cream. For the creme fraiche, you'll do 1 cup of cream to 1/4 cup buttermilk, and you just let that sit out overnight just at room temperature It'll thicken itself up. You're kind of culturing your own bacteria, but it's completely safe. And then just top that with a little fresh cilantro.
All right. Now, this interview will be podcast at KFGO.com, so you can take notes. If you're not doing it now, you can take notes later. Where next, old executive chef?
All right. Next, we're going to do turkey. This is going to be kind of like a Thanksgiving hot dog, if you will. So again, we're gonna sub in turkey for the beef, and for seasoning, we're gonna add 1 tablespoon of fresh sage, chop that up really, really fine. 1 tablespoon of fresh thyme, and 1 stalk of celery. Chop it up all really, really fine, so it can get into the casing. It's not gonna rupture the casing and put holes in it and stuff like that. And for toppings, we're just gonna make quick gravy. So we got a little Thanksgiving hot dog. So we're going to dice up a small yellow onion, and we're going to cook that in about 3 tablespoons of butter until translucent. And then we're going to add about 3 tablespoons of flour to make a roux. When you're making a roux, it's going to be equal parts butter to flour. And then we're going to season that with some fresh sage, some oregano and some thyme, a little bit of salt and pepper. And we're going to cook that for about 5 minutes, just get that floury, starchy flavor out of there. And then we're going to throw in 2 cups of chicken stock, cook until that's boiling. You know, you can add a little cream just for some nice texture and creaminess, and then just pour that on your dog.
Sweet. Thank you very much. You know, the last time you missed on this show, I think it was because you were teaching how to make tacos out of with beef tongue, right?
Actually, that was a beef tongue ravioli that we're doing. The last time I missed, I was with a bunch of 6 to 13-year-old kids, and we were going over some interesting stuff. It's this class they were taking about pollinators. So I took out a bunch of fruit and, you know, like olive oil and different things like that, and made them go over, okay, what's pollinated, what's not pollinated. And then we went through, had them all make up a little vinaigrette, and then we grilled some asparagus together. We made up a little fresh cocktail. No booze in that one, not for the kids. And it was a lot of fun.
This beef tongue ravioli.
Yeah.
How often do you use beef tongue? I mean, is that have you had that in your recipe since you were a kid? Or
no, actually, beef tongue is something I've just been playing with for like the last couple of years now. And actually, last weekend I had some beef tongue tacos, which were really, really good.
Yeah, I have had beef tongue. And if you didn't know it was beef tongue, you wouldn't raise an eyebrow, as a matter of fact. And I told a story on your Facebook page about that when you commented on it, that when I was down in Mexico one time going through a buffet, a friend of mine talked to one of our fellow travelers and says, "Hey, did you try that beef tongue that was on the buffet last night?" And she looked up and wrinkled her nose and says, "I don't eat anything that comes out of a cow's mouth." And he says, "Well, you don't have any trouble with that egg you're eating there." That's not from a cow's mouth.
That's
but
it's,
get it?
Yeah, we get it.
All right, Scott, you're going to have the beefsteak open tonight?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be open 5 o'clock.
All right, man. You got dishes to wash and floors to mop.
Dishes to wash.
And did your sous chef show up?
No, I gave him the day off.
You're
it's just going to be
that?
Me in the kitchen tonight, so... Come on down. It might get a little busy. We'll see.
That'd be kind of cool if we packed a place with just you.
Right? I don't think that would be all that cool, actually.
Hey, thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Jack.
Scott Munchenbaker. He's our man. He's our executive chef. It's always good to have a friend that knows how to fix computers, how to fix cars. Computers, cars, and cooks. Or chefs. But chefs isn't alliterative, so. And he's my cooking friend. Thank you, Scotty. KFGO time, 1220.